Recently, we joined a packed house at the Calderwood Theater in Boston for a screening of the pilot for the 1994 cult classic TV show My So-Called Life. A then 14-year-old Claire Danes, starring as Angela, trying to find her way through the Hunger Games-like maze that is high school.
It just seems like you agreed to have a certain personality or something. But when you think about it, I mean, how do you know if it's even you?
Angela is torn between the brooding Jordan, played by Jared Leto.
Could you maybe have dyslexia?
What, that backwards thing?
Lots of people have it. My father's brother has it. Makes reading incredibly difficult because your mind, like...
Let's not talk about this.
And her talkative neighbor, Brian, played by Devin Gummersall.
It's like they're really going to let you into that bowl.
Ah, quit it!
You're not stupid. Don't act like it. It's a stupid act.
Everybody's next, including you.
Angela's also moving away from her childhood best friend, Sharon, and into the orbit of the risk-taking Rayanne, and Rayanne's friend, Ricky, one of the first gay characters on TV. The show was huge with teens. Time magazine calls it one of the best shows of all time, and it was canceled after one season, leaving viewers hanging. The show's creator, Winnie Holtzman, who'd been mentored by producing giants Ed Zwick and Marshall Herskovitz and wrote for their 30-something, went on to write the book for the musical Wicked, and this weekend she opens a new play, Choice. But on this night, after the screening of My So-Called Life, she was welcomed by fans at the Calderwood like the hero she is to them for her depiction of teens in the 1990s. Here's part of our talk.
Where did you get it?
You know, that's really the question of what is it like to write. I don't think I have a snappy answer to that because there's many, 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 many drafts. But, I mean, there is one thing I could say in terms of the voice and her. I was writing the pilot, and I was kind of stuck. And Ed said a really beautiful thing to me. I was scared. I'd never written a pilot before. And he said something like, you know, don't try to write the pilot. Just write her diary. You know, we're always looking for that. Creatively, we're always looking for what's going to unlock us. That's part of our job, to find out what will unlock us. And so I did start to write diary entries, and some of them are right in there.
I was going to say, is that the voiceover?
Yeah. You know, back then when I was writing this, my daughter was 7 years old. I wasn't spending any time with teens.
That's amazing.
Yeah. But I'd been a teen.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because it turns out we're two Long Island girls here. Should we talk in the... No. I can.
If you want me to sound like I come from Long Island, I can do that instantly, but there's no real need to do that.
But we could go to the mall, 110.
I could go anywhere you want. We could talk all night about Long Island. I mean, my dad, it's not like a ruse. Like, my dad came from Omaha, and my mom was a New Yorker through and through, and she just refused to sound like a New Yorker. She was just too much of a snob.
So, but did you take any of this from your high school experience?
Well, yeah, but I also made stuff up. I also listened. I mean, one of the things I did when I was first writing it was, I live in Los Angeles, and there's a high school, I can't remember the name of it, it might be called Melrose High School, but it's a pretty intense place, and I was able to go for 2 days, that's all I could take, and I did some guest teaching, and that, you know how that whole Stanislavski thing about, you know, using a sense memory and having, getting something that will help, again, unlock memories or emotions. You know, the discovery I made was that really in America, you know, if you went to high school in our country, it doesn't really matter where you went to high school. In a funny way, all high schools are the same. There's a feeling. And I had forgotten what it was like to be, say, imprisoned in a room. And you couldn't get up and leave. You had to wait till that horrible clock. And just the trash in the hallways. I mean, the place I was at, there was a lot of trash. There were a lot of kids asleep. There were a lot of kids who were holding down, like, two, you know, another job. And I was trying to capture all of that, you know.
Yeah. Did you write the line, high school is the battlefield for the heart?
Yes.
That's just perfect. It only had the one season. It's one of the greatest tragedies in television history.
I don't see it that way.
You don't? Why?
No. I just feel like it was perfect how it was. I mean, not immediately. I was devastated for a little while, but, you know, you move on. And the perspective that I got back then was, it's really important to define for yourself what is success. Did we express ourselves in a meaningful way? And that's what I believe.
If you've just joined us, that's Winnie Holtzman on stage in Boston talking about her 1990s cult TV hit, My So-Called Life. I asked her about a personal favorite storyline. Angela becomes best friends with the exciting but risk-taking Ray Ann and drifts from her solid childhood friend Sharon.
Then they break up, and it's the saddest thing.
Yes, we called it the divorce scene. When we would just talk about it, we would say that's the divorce scene.
So tell me what I did, Angela. I mean, I would really like to know.
Nothing. It's not something.
So you just dropped your oldest friend for no reason? I mean, just tell me what I did.
I can't. It's not like one thing. It's not like that.
Oh, okay, great. So just never speak to me again. Real mature, Angela.
No, I want to speak to you. I never.
No, forget it.
We were just trying to look at a situation like that and take it as seriously as you took it back then when it was happening to you. And I guess I have to be honest and say, you know, I did sort of have a friend like Rayanne. In fact, she was the one that I was scared might contact me, honestly. But she never did.
And when you mean Rayanne, you mean kind of wild and...
Kind of wild, yes.
Did you have the friend that you also broke up with?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't, you know, it was like that and it wasn't. And it's extremely painful.
Very painful.
Yeah.
The ending is called one of the great cliffhangers, this Cyrano de Bergerac ending where Brian writes a letter for Jordan
right.
to give to Angela. Did you write that letter?
Well, it's interesting. I did write the letter, but I let myself be very inspired by Cyrano. So it's very much the Cyrano letter.
I have some of it here. Do you mind?
I'll just no.
Say, yep. Dear Angela, I know in the past I've caused you pain and I'm sorry. I'll always be sorry till the day I die. I hate this pen I'm holding because I should be holding you. And then it goes on, I hate the paper.
I took that from Cyrano. Mm-hmm. That was in a version of Cyrano that I saw. He was talking about, I hate this pen and I hate this paper because it's not your skin. And
it ends, you could tell me to go to hell. I'd go if you wanted me to. I'd send you a letter from there.
Sincerely, Jordan Catalano, right?
So what happens? She ends up going towards Jordan, but in your mind...
You're saying, how would I have ended the series?
Yeah.
Oh... I guess what I would have done in the next season is I'm pretty sure I would have had her be involved with Jordan, and it would have become a very difficult relationship indeed. I mean, think about it. And I would have had Angela and Brian, the two neighbors, kind of look to each other for help and advice about their relationships, even though in a way they were meant to be with each other.
Kind of like the good and bad witches in Wicked.
Because I know you, because I know you, I have been changed for good.
Again, and Winnie wrote the book for the musical. And then there's her new stage play, Choice.
You know, it would have been easier to just pretend that I'm not experiencing
ask for my
certain...
opinion, and when I...
Well, because this is exactly what I was afraid of. This... Your reaction.
It's a play about a woman who is a journalist who starts to investigate a story that she's going to write. And as she gets pulled into this story, she starts to question her own life. I wanted to write something that would touch on the question of a woman's right to choose. People are on one side or another. And I thought to myself, I wish there could be a play that could open up the subject, you know, letting it be okay that we talk about it in maybe a deeper way. And plus, it's funny. Be prepared for an incredibly funny play about abortion.
Well, stay tuned for that. Choice opens this weekend. Meanwhile, I asked Winnie Holtzman what it was like to go back in time on this night and see My So-Called Life.
It's incredibly emotional. Oh, my brother shot this.
Beautiful. Yeah.
It's very emotional because, you know, just seeing little Claire at that age, I love her so much. We were in a working high school. We would have to hold for bells, and my brother and I would look at each other. It just tumbled us back to being in high school together. We would look at each other like, is this really happening? Our dad had recently passed away, very recently. And we would just look at each other and feel his presence. It just was very special. It was very special.
Winnie Holzman, thank you so much.
Thanks.
Can't wait. Oh, that go now, go part. Winnie Holzman, creator of My So-Called Life, starring a very young Claire Danes, speaking in Boston. Her new play, Choice, opens this weekend. We'll have more at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.